Greetings and welcome back to the Men of Sorrows podcast. It's been a while since I've been on, and one of the things that I decided to do was shorter segments of what worked for me or my experiences with grief. I feel as we share each other's experience, what might work for somebody might not work for somebody else. However, it just might work, or it might be helpful, or you might say that I had that experience also. Now, for me, one of the things that I noticed recently, it's a long story, but we're going to talk a little bit about exercise and grief. One of the things that most grief books and counselors and podcasts will say is that make sure when you're in the deep grief early on in your loss that you get enough sleep, that you exercise, that you get out in nature, that you rest. All of those things are important. And really what it's getting at is the spirit, soul, body connection. And the spirit, soul, body connection is something that's very detailed and you can research if you haven't. There's a lot of information on storing trauma in your body and storing grief in your body. And I remember, I think I shared it maybe in a previous podcast, but I remember it was about a month or about 6 weeks maybe after Liam died that Carrie and I went on a cruise. It had already been scheduled. We had to go on it and we figured we would make the best of it. And I remember being in the airport, being dropped off to go home, but they dropped us off at 10 in the morning. So we had to spend the time in Vancouver. We had to spend the day there. So we walked around and I was full of grief, doing the best I can, not letting it out. So then when you carry your grief, I would always sneak off and go and cry and go bury my head in the pillow and cry. I was very good at going somewhere and crying, even if it was in the bathroom. So that day though, Carrie and I were doing our best navigating a city that we had never been in. And then we got to the airport, we got to our gate, and they kept changing our flight and kept pushing it up. And then we would have to move to another gate. And this went on for at least 2 or 3 hours. And my hip was aching, my back was aching, my body was vibrating. I was in so much pain. And I remember when we got to the final gate, I fell on my knees and I started wailing. And Carrie did her best. I remember her bending over in the seat and just, what, she would say. And I said, I know that everybody tells me that I'm going to see my son again. But all I know is this life, and I'm never, ever going to see him again. Ever. And I felt better after that, but my body was in so much pain. So, and one of the things that I could do while grieving was exercise, because I already had a pretty regimented habit of getting up and exercising, getting to the gym and exercising. So I did exercise throughout, and it was helpful. Most experts will tell you that it's very simple, that just exercising releases endorphins in your body that make you feel good. Exercise releases stress. Exercise can kind of take your mind off of your grief. But I really also believe that you're trying to work the grief and trauma out of your body, and you're working through your grief. Now, recently I've had a lot of hip pain and problems, and I went up to New Jersey to visit family. My brother's a chiropractor and he's very well versed on many things. And he told me, when you explain your exercise routine to me, you only exercise in one plane of motion. And there's three different plane of motions. I really didn't know what he was talking about. So I looked it up. And I said, all right, I'm going to do these new exercises that work other parts of your body and other planes of motion. Now, this is where the surprise came. This is where I really see the body-soul connection. I've been pretty healed from my grief and experiencing a lot of the pain early on. Even a year into it, I would feel what I called the gut punch, which was just felt like the wind was knocked out of me. And a lot of time it was based on a trigger. And I'm not talking about crying either. I'm talking about like feeling like someone punched me in the gut and then feeling this grief and sadness. And I hadn't felt that for a long time. And when I started doing this, working other parts of my body, maybe other muscles that really hadn't been worked, the other plane of motion, the transverse motion to be specific, I felt it. I felt that gut punch. I felt that pain. And it made me wonder if I was holding grief in those parts of my body without knowing it. And as I kind of looked it up and researched, was confirmed that you do. You carry grief and trauma in your body. And there's lots of it there. I've had traumatic experiences as a child, from physical abuse right up to just silly rejection from my ninth grade girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? There's all sorts of pain and sorrow and hurt that we tend to store in our bodies. There's a term that says the body never lies, you know, that the grief is going to work itself out somehow. So if we hold it in and we try to carry it ourselves, it's going to come back to get us. It was really a good experience to feel that and then to realize that maybe I'm still working out grief and sorrow, that there is still pain there that I'm holding in my body, almost like layers of an onion, and our journey's never over. For today, what worked for me during my grief journey was definitely exercise. For those that are of the faith tradition that believe in that God has a personal relationship with us and has made himself personal to us, a lot of times in the exercise and the workouts for me, my mind would kind of empty. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit would put in a thought. And a couple of times, he was put in thoughts in my mind, spoke to my heart and mind about things that were really troubling me about Liam's death. A lot of benefits for our grief journey can come from exercise. If you don't have a regular exercise routine, start by stretching and go for a walk. Walk for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour. If you haven't exercised in a long time and you're out of shape, start with something real simple. There's lots of ways to get back into exercise, and walking might be the most beneficial. And a walk in nature might even be better. So see what's good for you as far as working out. See what's good for you as far as exercise. And try to commit to a routine. Even if it's starting with small steps. There's a real good podcast out there for that type of motivation about training and exercise called Arnold's Pump Club. Arnold Schwarzenegger, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. He has a little thing that's very good for motivational for exercise and training tips, even for beginners. So that might be helpful. But if you start slow, and there's a big difference between motivation and momentum. If you can just start small, you'll gain momentum. And then you can build on the momentum and keep going. So yes, exercise definitely worked for me during my journey. And I would recommend it to you in your grief journey to look up the benefits of exercise and start an exercise routine. Even if you start small, big things from little things come. So that's all for today. Remember, God's grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness, and nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.